Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Jersey Revolution Radio here on the web at www.njrevolutionradio.com. I want to thank my guests for joining me here tonight. We have with us Green Party candidate for United States Senate, Madeline Hoffman, and Green Party candidate for Congress in CD7, Diane Moxley. Comrades, welcome to the show tonight. How are you?
Doing fine, Brian. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no thanks, Brian.
I just want to let everybody know, of course, that Diane's been on a couple of times with us. She did a live stream from the Poor People's Campaign and helped me film my arrest. So, you know, been a contributor here.
My pleasure, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. It was a great thing to do for the cause. I gave my thoughts on another podcast that you guys can check out at home. But, you know, Diane's also been a reporter with Real Progressives, been active in media and media type stuff. So I'm excited to have a good comrade of mine run for office. And Madeline, of course, has been the executive director with New Jersey Peace Action up until very recently. She ended her 18-year career there and has decided now to run for United States Senate. And Madeline, that's where I want to start with you is... Okay. You know, you just went through this experience and all this. You have a great reputation, particularly in the peace activist movement. You jump out. Why are you running for Senate now?
Because it's been particularly frustrating to be a peace activist in these days and times and to watch as what's normally hyper-partisanship between the two political parties of the Democrats and the Republicans. It all but disappears once we start talking about war.
Yeah.
And the budget, the money that's going to fund the wars, and trying to keep that money for our communities instead of using that money to spend on wars. And today and the day after before today, seems to me the liberal Democrats are trying to do whatever they can to rip apart whatever peace agreement was entered into between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump for no other reason than their hatred of Donald Trump. And It's important for us to stop thinking, for us as Greens, to stop. We don't think along those lines of political partisanship. And as a Green Party voice, an independent voice out there, I can talk about both Democrats and Republicans and where they're falling short on issues of war and peace, and also where they're falling short on a whole host of other issues. But I think the last 3 or 4 years have truly frustrated me, working, you know, through the legislative process to try to get this, you know, to prevent this war, or to stop this funding, and can't do it. And we need to have an independent movement of people and political parties through the Greens that will apply the pressure equally on both political parties to change their direction. I don't hear you.
Oh, we can't hear you. Brian.
There we go. I'm sorry about that. So Diane, you've been on before, but you know, there may be some new audience here and we'd like to give you a chance. Why are you running for Congress? And I mean, first off, are you excited to see Madeline on the ticket with you? I'll ask you the obvious question.
Oh, absolutely. So throughout Congressional District 7, we'll have a green line. And I hope, you know, there's still time. Perhaps we may be able to endorse and have on board another congressional candidate or two. That would be great and exciting. It was fun last week during petition filing down in Trenton, meeting all of the independents. So, you know, there's other candidates out there, and I know there's some that are pretty much in line with the Green Party platform. So who knows? It would be nice to have some more down ballot candidates to help Madeline out. So yeah, I'm really excited to have her at the top of the ticket for me throughout the 7th Congressional District.
And by the way, Diane, I happen to live in the 7th Congressional District.
Yeah.
So that's That was an interesting coincidence that strengthens us in more in additional ways.
That's cool.
I'm going to support your candidacy also as a voter.
That's cool. So, Diane, why are you running for Congress? What brought you here to run on the Green Party ticket for Congress?
It's similar sentiments to what Madeline was saying. And it's issues across the board. We have, the neoliberals and the Republicans have way more in common with each other than we have with the Democratic Party. Yes, we're there to push politics further to the left, but right now, our Democratic Party, we've seen it across the nation. The candidates that the machine is backing are the worst neoliberals I've seen. It just keeps getting worse. We know the Democratic Leadership Council that started in the 1980s to shift people away from the social safety nets that have been there to help the working class have been chipped away and replaced with the neoliberal concerns are, the prison industrial complex, the military industrial complex, and corporations and Wall Street. They do not at all represent the interests of the working class, and they haven't.
No, they haven't.
And if you look at Senator Menendez at this particular point, you asked me before, Brian, why I'm running. And it's one thing I failed to mention, that the Democratic Party opponent I'm running against has been particularly poor on war and peace issues. And also, we saw in the primaries that a woman who spent $5,000 only on her campaign and wasn't that well known at all was able to amass 32 or 33% of the vote.
Yes,
because there's a lot of people.
38, almost 40.
Okay.
Yeah,
almost 40. There's a lot of people, who are not happy with Senator Menendez, and that I think Diane goes to what you were saying about the last 20, 30 years of the party moving more and more to the right. Well, come on now. I mean, are the Democratic Party loyalists still going to vote for this Democrat?
I think
where he stands on the issues and his corruption and the rest.
When we were talking in the pre-interview about what's going on in North Korea, and I want to get your thoughts on that in just a second, but we are seeing now this liberal backlash towards a peace agreement, towards some agreements towards disarmament, towards economic relations, which involve trade and peaceful ways of resolving things. And liberals, seem to be of the thought that they don't want Trump to win. That is crazy. That is crazy. Who cares who wins your stupid elections? We're talking about nuclear disarmament, and that's always a positive thing. What's your take, Madeline? Because I know that you follow these international issues. You've reported with us here on NJRR on a number of international issues. What's your take on what the situation is in North Korea, and what would be the difference in having you in there as opposed to one of the two corporate parties candidates?
Well, I think it would start with the fact that that having a peace agreement is something worth. I don't want to say celebrating because it's only the beginning, but it's something worth pursuing and it's a good starting point. I was reading some things that have been put out by pretty mainstream peace organizations, and they reminded me that there's another player in all this, and that's South Korea. Mm-hmm. And the South Koreans were the ones who had the initiative in moving this forward. The pictures of South Korean leader and the North Korean leader with their hands up, out raised up in the demilitarized zone. I mean, these things moved many people to tears almost, that after all this time, the leaders of the two, 70 years, leaders of the two countries are shaking hands. And so when we in the United States or in the West, because it's not just in the U.S., start going off on Donald Trump and how he can't be trusted and how Kim Jong-un can't be trusted, we're forgetting that there's a large number of people in South Korea that want this to succeed. And the whole world wants this to succeed if it means there won't be a nuclear war. So I think I will look at, or Greens look at, the issues, not the political party. And yeah. In this case, yeah, I mean, we it may be in 6 months from now, people will realize that there was nothing here to begin with. But we've got to start where we are. We've got to move from where we are, mm-hmm. and we have to pursue peace. And then maybe we can even go back and re-implement the Iran deal. See how the promise works, move us back to that.
Yeah. Which originally Bob Menendez opposed. He stood opposed to that when Obama was getting it through. Diane, of course, you've got a wonderful record of activism for peace. You know, it's the starkest difference we can see between, you know, our candidates and these corporate parties' candidates. Mm-hmm. How important, I mean, that issue being a key issue, how important that is that to your campaign, that you're so strong on that one issue? You know, we can talk about the others in a minute.
With military spending, the massive amounts of, you know, we have 800 foreign military bases in 80 countries, you know, just touching on what Madeline was talking about with North Korea, it's just mind-blowing that we have Democrats that are creating changes to the National Defense Authorization Act because they want to make sure, because they, you know, I get it. There is huge concerns with Donald Trump. We're all right. A little bit on eggshells and nervous every, you know, perhaps almost every minute of the day. But right now we have him trying to move diplomacy, trying to move concessions. And we have Democrats changing the NDAA to make sure that Trump does not withdraw any troops from South Korea. They want him to continue to do, you know, they were upset about backing off of the military exercises with South Korea. And it's like, this is the Democratic Party. They are more concerned about our massive military machine than our Republicans are right now. I mean, you know, they're no saviors for us, but right now we have to let diplomacy, and yes, with diplomacy, it's not just beating one side over the head. Concessions. That, you know, that's not diplomacy.
No.
And I think what it is, as we were all touching on, they just don't want to see Trump being the one doing it. But right now, the right pieces are in the right places right now. You can't have a missed opportunity just because you hate Trump.
Exactly. The propaganda machine that's out there is staggering, and I hope that most Americans can see through it. I like to think that they do. I like to think that most Americans who follow these affairs, you're looking on them and calling some of this bullshit, and I hope that that comes back to haunt them, because their stand with this military injustice and this military industrial complex is amoral. It's not something that people will accept as a moral ground, and they're going to have a hard time fighting back, especially against you two guys.
It's not about our national security. It's not about our defense. No, it's about their money machine and protecting where their money comes from.
Mm. There are two examples of that that I could reference. And one is right here in New Jersey, where the southern part of the state, Norcross, Democrat Norcross, wants to have additional money in the budget for the military base in South Jersey, additional money, additional hardware coming to that military base for jobs or whatever reason. It's not for, as you said, Diane, it's definitely not national security. Mm-hmm. And then there's this authorization to use military force that was put into effect on September 14th of 2001. Only Representative Barbara Lee from California voted against it. Now the Congress is talking about a new authorization to utilize military force that will take this basically endless war that began on September 11, 2001 through Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, you know, look at the world and can name places, and make this endless war endless even more, you know, endless to the nth degree.
And, terrible.
Yeah, and it's going to put everybody, it's going to bankrupt the U.S. economy, probably already has. It's going to take away the money that people need in our congressional districts and throughout New Jersey for healthcare, education, the environment, and so much more.
It's terrible what's going on. Some of the arguments, of course, we've heard these for a million years as Greens, you know, that you're spoilers or you're not running real campaigns. How do you, and we have to, you know, give the money advantage always to the establishment because they have no problems taking that corporate money. I'll start with Diane on this. How do you intend on overcoming that money gap and making a serious run at this office so that we have a chance for a little bit more peace?
Yeah, well, we're going to be a people-powered campaign and small individual donations. So I need every little bit that, you know, every donation, no matter how small, is so welcome, and I'm so thankful. And we've been collecting small donations. Everything's been small, of course. We're not taking any corporate money, no corporate PAC money, no big pharma money, no big Wall Street money.
APAC money.
No. Yep, no APAC money. And I'll just throw out my link quick.
Sure, yeah.
So please go to my website at moxleyforus.com/donate. And, you know, every now and then, if it's like, you know, miss a couple of cups of coffee and send me 10 or 15 bucks, I'm thrilled. I am so grateful.
Makes a big difference.
And we're going to, you know, we're going to mobilize our volunteers. We're going to be people powered. Might be, you know, Diane versus Goliath, but, you know.
Diane and Madeline versus Goliath.
Yeah. There you go.
Diane and Madeline versus Goliath, but I'm willing to take that on. The planet can't wait. Mm. The people can't wait. So, you know, as our Green Party slogan, our unofficial slogan is people, planet, and peace over profit. And we just can't wait.
I like the other one better.
What's that?
Oh. The other slogan.
Did we say that last week?
Yes, we did. I'll say it. If you've gone full campaign mode and you have to be politically correct now.
I'll say it. The unofficial campaign slogan is unfuck the world.
I love it.
That's
what great.
The Greens are morally obligated to do. That is what I am. I said last week, you know, this is very much out of my comfort zone, but the world can't wait. Our constituents can't wait.
No. And so, I'll attest to that. And I'll attest to Diane being the real deal. You know, I've known her since I started activism. So, you know, I know how much she cares and she's a very selfless person. I said this before, and I don't know if I said it. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, I've said this before and I want everybody out there that's paying attention right now to this race and hearing that, you know, a guy that parachuted in from Washington who hasn't lived in New Jersey for 14 years is all of a sudden our progressive champion. It's nonsense. Diane's a Jersey girl. Mm-hmm. And I said this, I don't know if I said it live yet, but I'm going to say it again just in case I haven't. If I took these two candidates and stood them side by side with the two candidates that the Democratic Party is putting up respectively in CD7 and in the Senate, there's not one amongst you that would say that you would vote for their opposition. There's not one amongst you, if you didn't know what party they were from, you would never, ever in a million years vote for those two people. But because for some reason you have that D, it's, I got to vote. You're compromising every principle you have to support an establishment that is slaughtering people overseas. That's mad. Yeah. I'm sorry, Diane. I got a little excited there.
Oh, no, no.
Thank you.
It's great, and it's spot on. If you looked at our platforms are for the people. We're concerned about having single-payer health care. We need free public higher ed. We need student loan forgiveness. We need dramatic work done on racial justice issues.
Yes.
And, you know, yes, we are eco-socialists and proud, damn proud of it. Yeah. We need a real living wage. 15 an hour's time has come and gone. We need a living wage that's going to take people out of poverty. We can't have our minimum wages keeping people in poverty. That's in New Jersey. It's nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, nobody.
We're trying to do work here, and we can't even get 15 an hour, which is poverty wage right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Madeline,
study. Oh, let me just jump in with this study.
I got excited. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I will do the same thing someday. And I have probably.
It's exciting. Our blood pressure is up. The adrenaline's going. This is an exciting time.
There's a study that shows that nowhere in the country can anyone on whatever the minimum wage is in that state afford a two-room or four-room apartment. So really there's a disconnect between what people are making and what people, and the cost of housing, the affordability of housing. Look at California, look at Los Angeles, anywhere you look. And I just want to add one other thing to the list of platform items, which isn't inclusive of everything, but it's ending big money spending in campaigns, political campaigns, overturning Citizens United. Mm-hmm. And to get back to the issue of how we're going to raise money and deal with that, if people want to contribute to my campaign, you can send to Hoffman for Senate at P.O. Box 536, Flanders, New Jersey 07836. I will have a bank account by Saturday, and so then there'll be an online donate button. But for now, if you really moved and you want to send a check, please send it to the post office box. I think someday the story is going to be, it's going to have to be, that Diane and my campaign, or any Green Party campaign, is run on people power and on no donation above a very minimal amount. Mm-hmm. So that everyone who donates to the campaign is on equal footing, equal standing, and we're challenging those who take that big money and use it for policies that don't benefit any of us.
That's true.
And so that's where I stand on that. Oh, and just as an addendum here, $30 million in the latest military budget, so that Donald Trump can have a military parade, which would end homelessness and hunger for all veterans. It's our priorities are so messed up.
They are. It's true.
And we, through our campaigns and our campaign funding, will show how messed up they are.
Yeah. It'll be our job to educate and reach out to our communities and really connect with our voters. We'll learn in each direction,
That's the challenge, is really reaching people and where I hope in starting NJRR and trying to give voice to campaigns like this is I hope a start, but we need more media out there. I know you guys got to get out the press releases, and it's so important that people start to hear our voice, not through that establishment filter, because I think we're guilty because we're small and because we don't have the resources and because we don't have those media establishment things taking care of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we allow the establishment to define us, and that's where the lies about the Green Party and what we're about are successful. And I just tell people this, if a Democrat is telling you about the Green Party, they are lying. They don't know the Green Party and they don't know shit. And I really wish they would keep their fool mouths shut about us, but they can't stop. And we know that we've gotten under their skin because we can see it on social media. And believe me, to those of us that have been in the Green Party, y'all are mad, y'all are frustrated, y'all are bad mouthing us. we think it's hilarious, okay? It's funny as hell. Watching y'all freak out about, you know, candidates that are trying to advocate for peace and people. Justice and people right. and people. Planet over profit yes. and yes. watching y'all freak out because this dude that the military-industrial complex parachuted in is pretending to be your progressive savior, y'all look silly. Y'all look silly, and we're having a blast. So please, keep it up. Yeah. It's been great fodder for podcast hosts like myself. You know,
some people say, pass the popcorn.
Exactly. So I want to make sure we plug the joint fundraiser, and oh, yes. I have a oh, yes. big announcement to make because I was successful. I've been part of the planning on the fundraiser, and when you get a big get, you gotta be proud that you got a big get. Al Clayton, the great Al Clayton from South Jersey, yes, he's
fantastic.
Yes, he will be hosting. He will have games. He will have spiel. He will have comedy. He will have political analysis. Al Clayton, for those of you that saw him at convention at our fundraiser there, spread the word. You know, the sequel is coming. So yeah, I hope
they daytime and place. Daytime and place, Brian.
Go ahead. I think Diane knows the place. Diane, want to tell us a little bit about the fundraiser going down?
Okay, sure. It is at the Crossroads in Garwood. It is Saturday, July 7th from 3 to 6. And please come on down. It's our Kickstarter campaign fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some great speakers. We're going to have the multi-talented Al Clayton. He just blew me away at
it's
our...
Great.
Convention fundraiser. I had no idea that, the talent, the wit, the entertainment, so can't be missed.
That's right.
He's blushing as he listens to this. I know I am, but he
so
should be
everybody,
proud.
Everybody, come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to have some appetizers.
Talk politics a little bit just for
politics,
the heck of it.
Of course, because we can't shut up about
it. I'm not going to tell you any politics.
Because we love it so much. There's a Facebook event that's going around. You can also, I have a Facebook page,
yes.
called Hoffman for Senate 2018.
And
Diane has a Facebook page.
Yep. Find us on Facebook. We have, and also message this Facebook pages or my website. If you're interested in volunteering, we're going to have some big meetings coming up soon.
Yes.
And we'd love to have you on board. We're going to plug people in where they want to be plugged in and what skill sets serve, our campaigns best, what they bring to us. We're really excited. There's some good energy here, and it's going to be a great two great campaigns, and hopefully we'll have another one or two, and we're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, we're just going to keep on building our momentum and raising those issues that
Good.
Need to be raised.
Well, yes. I'm real proud to be a part of the campaigns. I'm happy to help you guys out. Thank you for joining me. I know we've got to hop off here now, but I want to stress to our listeners out there, you're not going to hear a lot from Green Party candidates unless media exists independent of the establishment. And whether you agree or not with our platforms and what we have to say here, you've got to admit that we're not paid enough attention to by the current media. Even though we've got legitimate voices, we've got legitimate points of view, we've got legitimate solutions to the problems that we face as a society. So if you want to continue to hear stuff like this, you can go over to donate to Diane and Madeline's campaign. I know y'all ain't rich, so you can all just give us a little bit of money each. But you can also go, if you want to keep this independent media thing going, you can also donate to us at www.njrevolutionradio.com. There's a contribution link. There's also all my other podcasts. We're organizing the South. We've got a little less than 2 weeks before a school board meeting in Ventnor, where a young mother, Randy Alston, her child was told that some black people wanted to be slaves. And that's not acceptable. So we're going to support Randy at a school board meeting. That's on our Facebook page as well as on the website. So please support her if you're in the area. And there's a whole bunch of other reporting going on around the state about grassroots organizing, political work. We're going to have another What the Fuck is Going On in Trenton with Pat Noble coming at you next week. So check out the website. I'm plugging way too long, but thank you very much.
Can I just add one more thing?
Yes, please.
One more thing. Tomorrow, not tomorrow, Saturday, Morristown, 4 to 7, is going to be, there'll be a rally for driver's licenses for all. And the Green Party will have a big presence there as well. Cool. It's on the green, isn't it, Diane?
Yes, it's on the green. On the green. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and it just shows another issue. You know, we're talking about blacks and slavery. We also have to pay close attention to what's happening with immigration here, because that's also, I mean, a lot of people are adversely affected by current U.S. policy on that.
And absolutely.
The families that are being separated at the border, it's just breaking people's hearts.
Yeah.
So. It is. Yeah. We'll talk about that more the next time around. I'm sorry we're out of time tonight. But thanks both for joining me. Thank you out there for joining us on Facebook Live. And we'll talk to you all soon.
Bye.